it's mashma, that let's say if you don't have the mitzvahs of the Neiris Chanukah, that you say a Shechianu and the Kedusha Sayyam of Chanukah. There's a Shaila with the, I think it's the Sheet of the Meir.
Yeah. I think Ben Chaim said Prichodosh about it. Okay, let's get the Zecher Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, the Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shein about Yeshua Falak. Okay, how you doing, Ben? Where's your father?
He's doing well. Yeah, I'm not so sure he is, but he's doing well.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so tonight we're going to discuss the inyan of Purim Meshulash. Even though Purim Meshulash is a din in Yerushalayim, it's not a din in New York. But still, since it's coming this year, and it's an interesting topic, and it has to do with Purim, I figured it's something we should be ma'ayin into. So we know this year, Yud Daled is on Friday. So for a person that's not in the Ir Mukefes Choyma, Yos Yeshua Ben Nun, so, okay, it's a little more difficult because Shabbos is coming, but okay, you do everything on Friday. But in Yerushalayim, so Purim is on Tezvav. So Purim is on Purim is on Tezvav, so you can't read the Megillah on Tezvav because we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Gzeira Derabba, Shema Yavirenu, Dalet Amos. So we can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So when should we read the Megillah? Well, we can't read the Megillah on Sunday because Sunday's Tezayin, and the Pasuk says V'lo Yavor. That, you know, after Tezvav, that's it. You can't go beyond Tezvav. V'lo Yavor, Ksiv. So you can't read the Megillah on Tezayin. So Pashas is, you read it on Yudalit. You'll be Makdim, the Megillah. And everyone this year, everyone will be reading the Megillah on Yudalit. And presumably, Matanis Lav Yonim will also be when? On Yudalit. Like I was discussing before with Rabbi Vorhin, as he pointed out, Rabbi Vorhin, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Megillah, that a name Shalanim Nesuas Mikra Megillah, that usually the Matanis Lav Yonim goes together with the Mikra Megillah because that's the time the Anim are expecting to get, you know, the Matanis Lav Yonim. So the big shaila in the Poskim is when is Sudas Purim? So for us, Sudas Purim is obviously Yudalit. And then the question is, should we do it in the morning? Should we do it in the afternoon? Should we go right into Shabbos? If you want, I gave two shiurim the past 2 days in my regular shiur on this topic. So you could see exactly, the Shulchan Aruch says you should try to do it before Chatzos. There could be other shiitas, etc. Some people dafka do it before Shabbos and go into Shabbos, and once Shkia comes, make Kiddush, Paris Machmo Kaddish. Some poskim hold that's only a bidyevet to do such a thing. So if you want to hear that, two days of shiurim on that topic, which is really the topic that's relevant for us, is that topic. But Purim Meshulash is just a fascinating topic, even though it might not be nogea for us here in America. But it's a fascinating thing. And basically, what Purim Meshulash says is that we're going to divide Purim in 3 days. Purim is only 1 day. Lamar, you know, whether you're a Yudalit person, a Tezvav person. And now we're going to take that 1 day and span it 3 days. We're going to do Yudalit, Tezvav, and Tezayin. So on Yudalit, we're going to read Bnei Yerushalayim, they're going to read the Megillah, which they never do on Yudalit. But they can't do it on Tezvav because Gezeirah D'Rabba, so they're going to do it on Yudalit. And on Tezvav, what are they going to do on Tezvav? On Tezvav, they're going to read the Parsha, the Psukim from Vayovo Amalek in B'Shalach, what we read Purim morning, Vayovo Amalek. And they're going to say Al Anisim, right, in the Shemona Esrei. And then the Suda is going to be on Sunday. The Suda's Purim is going to be on Sunday, which is a Pella. How can you have a Suda's Purim on Sunday? It's Velo Yavor. It's past the time. Velo Yavor, Ksiv. So we have to see, where does that come from? And does everyone agree to that? Bikufya, it's a Chiddush Gadol. It's a Chiddush Gadol. It's still a Chiddush Gadol. Even not Mikufya, it's a Chiddush Gadol. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here on the first page. Yom Chamisho Asar Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Ein Korin HaMegil B'Shabbos and L'Magdilim L'Krosa Erev Shabbos V'Govim Mos Matonis Avyonim V'Chalkim Asar Bo Bayom on Friday V'Yom HaShabbos Motzim Shnei Sfarim. Right? We take out the Parshas HaShavua of Tetzaveh V'Sheini Korin V'Yavo Amalek. And then we read Vayavo Amalek from Mishalach, and we say Alanisim. The Ein Osim Sudas Purim Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos. So that din of Purim Mishulash is this sif in Shulchan Aruch. So what would you say? What would you say to this halacha? If you would have to orchestrate, someone would come to you and say, Purim, this year Tezvav is on Shabbos, and you're Ben Yushalayim, what would you think Misvar to do? I don't think anyone would have said this. You tell me. I mean, it's a fascinating thing that we spread it out in 3 days. Or maybe you'd say you would say this. I want to hear. I want to hear how you think. What would you say?
Pashas, you would say, why can't you have Sudas Purim on Shabbos?
Right, the Pashas is you'd say, have Sudas Purim on Shabbos. And okay, the Megillah you can because Gezeirah D'Rabbah, but have Sudas Purim on Shabbos. And also, and have the Kriyas HaTorah of Vayavo Amalek on. Maybe I'd say have that on Friday. Just like when we always have, before the Megillah, we have Vayavo Amalek. Right?
Maybe it's a...
I mean, there's no reason why.
Maybe on Shabbos, there's a Adela Yoda. You can't be Mekayim Adela Yoda on Shabbos.
Maybe you can't be Mekayim Adela Yoda on Shabbos. Why not?
Come Zera Shachter, come Rabbi Shachter of Zera.
Oh, so he means he's going to do a Malacha.
Yeah, he's Adela Yoda.
You know who says like that? Reb Shlomo Pluger in Elif Licha Shloima says exactly that word, that you can't be Mekayim Adela Yoda on Shabbos.
Because
Shabbos, yeah.
Because why?
So because he writes, because Shabbos is the day of Yidias Hashem. And he goes, it's a tarte de sasri
to have Adela
Yoda on Shabbos.
Ooh, wow. Where does he write that?
In the Elif
The Chuvus, Elif Shlomo.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's a mitzvah, Zachas Yom HaShabbos, you have to be able to have your Das.
Das, Zachas Yom HaShabbos, you need Das. Ooh.
You can sleep on Shabbos, though. Certainly.
So then, if that would be the... Yeah, you can sleep on Shabbos. He said the Rebbe didn't, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they say he didn't sleep on Shabbos. He didn't go to sleep on Shabbos. That's what's known from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. But I would have said, okay, I'm accepting your pshat, Rav Meir and Rav Ari, but then have the Suda Friday.
Yes.
Having the Suda on Sunday is too much of a chiddush for me. Because it's Lo Yavor. We don't do anything after Tezvav. Even the Gemara that says that if you're going on a Shayara, Yerushalmi, Bavus the Yerushalmi, you're going on a Shayara, you're not going to have a Megillah on the Shayara, so you could read the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar and onward. But the Gemara says only up to Tezvav. After Tezvav, Velo Yavor. And And I think the reason why they made it Meshulash is because once you have the Megillah on Yudalit, and you can have the Suda on Tezayin, so you need some type of Hemshech. You know, you're going to have just the Yudalit and Tezayin and nothing in the middle. So they made it per Meshulash, Mestamna, to bridge the first day and the third day. But they could have put the Kriya Satorah on Friday, just like we do every Purim, that we read Vayavo Amalek right before the Megillah. So let's explore
Is this a Gemara about this?
Yeah, so there are two Gemaras. There's one in the Bavli and one in the Yerushalmi. Let's see the... Let's take a look. There's a lot here. Let's take a look first in the Yerushalmi. Because the source of this is the Yerushalmi. The only question is the Bavli Mechuluk on the Yerushalmi or not? So let's look in the Yerushalmi on page 10. In Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, says the Yerushalmi, Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Sudas Purim, Ma'achrin v'lo Makdimin. So you Ma'achrin v'lo Makdimin. So now the Gemara says, Rav Zeir bar Kumi Rav Yasu Osan Shabbos. So why don't we just do it on Shabbos? Amalei Laso Sosom Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Eshes M'schoso Tluya Bebezden Yotze Zesh Eshes M'schoso Tluya Bidei Shemayim. So let's see the Korban Eid. Rav Yasu Osam Sudas the Purim B'Shabbos, and the Korban Eid on the right. Laso Sosom Mashmir Devasiyah Hadover Toloi V'Hainu Ali Dei Bezden. In other words, Bezden was a Kovei Purim. On the day Bezdin Sheemus Yikabu Vosh Kodesh Odov Yidal Bo Purim Yatze Shabbos Sheenu Tzor Kiddush Bezdin Veinikar Shakovi Masol the Simcha Shabalav Hachiyom Simcha. So Shabbos has nothing to do with Kvias Bezdin, but Purim has to do with Kvias Bezdin. So this day was Nikba for a day of Simcha, but if it's going to be on Shabbos, it's not going to be Nikar. That this day was Nikbal, it's felt in the Chves, in the Persume Nisa of the Suda. That this day is. Now, like someone asked me, Bobby, you could have Suda's Yontif. You could have Suda's Yontif on Shabbos. Right? So, Ebbis, maybe someone want to say maybe it has to do with Dafka Purim because this, everything is part of the Persume Nisa and it's not going to be Nikar, that it's Nikba. Or maybe since it's Nikba, Agdei Bezdin, I mean, Bezdin is Koveya Yontif also. But that's a Daraisa, but Bezdin is Koveya. Still, Bezdin is Koveya Yontif, so maybe Yontif doesn't need to be Nikar, the Suda. But Purim, maybe part of the Persumi Nisa is that the Suda is Nikar. So if the day is a festive day anyway, like it is on Shabbos, it's felt in the... In the Hakeira, or maybe you could use the word Pirsumi Nisa of Purim. And therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. And therefore you have to Me'acher. And he doesn't say, but he doesn't explain, so why don't you just do it on Friday? Maybe they didn't want to do it on Friday. Friday we have all these halachic shailas about making a suda on Erev Shabbos. You know, we discussed in my regular shiur about, you know, but also is not something we'd want to do l'chadchila, not to have a suda on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. But let us see if I'm going to show you a Gemara in the Bavli. And I want you to tell me if the Gemara in Bavli is Cholek on this Yerushalmi. So let's take a look. in the Gemara, in the Bavli. Take a look at page 9. Megillah Lamed Amud Aleph, page 9. Itmar. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara has our case. Purim Shachal Yos Be'erv Shabbos. So Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar. So the question is, when do you read Parsha Zohar? When do you read Parsha Zohar? So we know when we read it. We read it last week. That's what I told you. Last week was the big day. Because last week we made a departure from having Shabbos Zohar and Tetzaveh on the same week. Next time, Be'ez Hashem is told it's going to happen in 27 years. In 2048 is the next time that we're going to have such a thing, that it's going to be Parshas Truma and Parshas Zohar. It doesn't happen often. It's either goes with the Tzava and a leap year goes with Vayikra. But Truma and Zohar is a very rare commodity. So the Gemara has a question. Purim Shachal Yos Erev Shabbos, Rav Omar Magdimin Pasha Zohar. So we're Magdimin, like we just did this year. We're Magdimin to the week before. Ushmuel Omar Ma'achrin. And Shmuel says Ma'achrin. So we do it the next Shabbos. We do it, after Purim. That's this coming Shabbos. So what's the svara? Rav Amar Magdim Kehechid Lelo Tikdum Asiyah Lezechira. The pasuk says Vayomim Ha'ela Niskarim V'Nasim. So the Zechira has to be first. So the Zechira is what? Is the reading of the Megillah? Is the reading of Parsha Zohar? That's the Zechira. Right? And the Asiyah is the Suda. So we don't want, if you're going to be Ma'acher, then it's going to come out that you're going to have the Asiyah before the Zechira. Because the Zechira of Amalek is going to be when? It's going to be on Shabbos. And the Suda is going to be on Friday. So then, if you can be Ma'acher, the Asiyah is going to come before the Zechira. So that can't be. Ushmuel Omar Ma'acher. So what is Shmuel going to say? Omar Chalkevan Di'ika Mukofin Da'avdi Bechamesar. But since the Mukafim do on the 15th, Asiyah of Zechira Bahade Hadadi Ka'asi. That he says, no, it's not a problem, because the 15th, that the Mukafim make Purim on the 15th, so kevin the ikum kofim the avdi bechamesa. So then the zechira, the asiyah is not before the zechira. The asiyah and the zechira will be on the same day. What do you mean it's on the same day? Because the zechira of Amalek is going to be on Shabbos. The next Shabbos. And the Asiyah is also going to be on Shabbos, because Because Chal Purim, Erev Shabbos, means you dal it as an Erev Shabbos, right? So then, so Shmuel says Ma'achrim. So that means that we're going to have Parsha Zohar on Shabbos. So what's the problem with doing that? So Rav said you can't do that. You have to be Makdim because let's think from the perspective of Yudalit. From the perspective of Yudalit, Rav says that you're Makdimin. So this is where the Zechir is before the Asiyah. But if you would be Ma'acher, so then we would have Purim on Friday and Pasha Zohar would be on Shabbos. So that can't be. But he says, so Shmuel says, no, it's not a problem because for the Mukafim, then it's going to be on the same day. Because Mukafim is going to have a Purim on Sunday, because, in other words, Tezvav is going to be rather on Shabbos, so that'll be Pasha Zohar. And the Asiyah will be on Shabbos also. So they'll fall out on the same day. So, in other words, you don't need the Zechira to be before the Asiyah, as long as the Asiyah is not before the Zechira. So first you have this, so they fall out on the same day, that's good enough. But L'chor, you see, in the words of Shmuel, even though we don't pass like Shmuel, but Shmuel assumes as a Dover Pashut, that what? That the Asiyah is on Shabbos. But according to the Yerushalmi, there's no Asiyah on Shabbos. There's no Asiyah on Shabbos. There's no Megillah on Shabbos. There's no Parsha Zohar on Shabbos.
Rabbi, maybe it's a riot for the Magen Avraham that you could be Yotzer with the Yehovah Malak. So there is a...
One sec. So Shmuel says Ma'achrin. So therefore, what? You'll have the Parsha Zohar will be after Purim. Therefore comes out that the Zechira is on Friday, the Asiyah is on Friday, but the Zechira is going to be afterwards. On Shabbos, the Shabbos after. So it's a problem. But Shmuel says, but for the Mukafim, at least it won't be before. So you see Klor from this Gemara, and we'll see who points this out, that that the Mukafim had the Zechira and the Asiyah on Shabbos. So it's clear that the Sudas Purim, according to what the Gemara is saying in Shmuel, and Rav would agree to that. Just Rav says he wants to have the Zechira before the Asiyah. Shmuel says it doesn't have to be before, as long as the Asiyah is not before the Zechira. But it's clear in the Gemara that Shabbos, there was an Asiyah. Because if according to the Yerushalmi, there's nothing on Shabbos. There's only the Zechira. There's no Asiyah going on Shabbos. Because there's no Suda. It's Purim on Shabbos. So you see from here, from this Gemara, that the Bavli did not hold from the Yerushalmi. Because he says, the Bavli holds that for the Mukafim, the Zechira, if you hold like Shmuel, the Zechira and the Asiyah is going to be on the same day. So you might argue, but everyone agrees when the Asiyah is. The only question is, when should the Zechira be? From Parsha Zohar. So Shmuel says, Rav says, do it the week before, like we did. And Shmuel says, no, you could make it the week after. The Asiyah is before the Zechira? No, because for the Mukafim, it's all on the same day, this Asiyah and the Zechira. So Asiyah is the Suda. So he says beferish that on that Shabbos will be the so at a Purim, what we would call on this type of Shabbos that we had this year, Bezer Shem, that we're going to have, it's going to be the same day. Meaning both on Shabbos.
In the Mechaber that we started off, it was interesting. Allah Nisim, you're not saying it on Sunday, you're saying it on Shabbos. Is that called an Asiyah? saying Al Anisim?
Pashto's not.
It's not a begeder pesumei nisa something, Al Anisim?
But as an asiya, asiya is the suda. You also so sub you may mishta v'simcha. State lasso so sub you may mishta v'simcha. So it's against the Bavli. So that's what the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Maral Bach. Take a look here on page 13. Charles the Chuvas of Levi ben Chaviv, the Rav of Yerushalayim. He said he thinks that we shouldn't paskin like this Yerushalmi. Look here on page 14 in the beginning. He said, Bavoi le'ir. He says, when I came, le'ir hakadosha hazos Yerushalayim yer kodesh, kibonav itukonav imherav yameinu barachmei shemayim, and asadi alibi ladas maaseh hamitzvos. Tell me, the Maral Bach, here. It says here on page 13 of the passage, 1483 to 1545. That's when he lived, the Maral Bach. When did Rav Yosef Karo live? No? What state in your computer? When did Rav Yosef Karo live?
About the same time. I think he died in 1520 or something thereabouts, no?
Yeah, so he's a contemporary.
Yeah, yes.
Right. So Bimela, since he's a contemporary, you know, he could argue on Rav Yosef Karo. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to say he doesn't like this whole thing about Sudas Purim on Sunday. That's a major chiddush. Sudas Purim should be on Tezvav for the Bnei Yerushalayim. He says he came to Yerushalayim and he's looking around and he's looking about Purim. He also knows for Purim B'chol. Finally, Purim Tezvav Dafka V'Sharm Day Purim. Before he came to Yerushalayim, he did Purim on Yudalad. So he goes through all the mitzvahs Purim, and he says, take a look on page 15 on the right, on the left. Page 15 on the left arrow. Medina suda yesh sofik. That was the minute in Yerushalayim. Emesh Adover has a kosher ma'od. He says, kosher ma'od l'seichel l'kablo. He says, it's very hard for the mind to grasp what this minhag. Shekev and shechiv asu the b'purim anu lomu mashakosov simcha u'mishte v'ike ha'posik ba'lo mashasur b'hesped of tainis. He says, the pasuk is mishte v'simcha. And what's the pasuk shana mishte v'simcha? Is that you can't make a hesped of a tainis. We also learn out that you need a suda. But Mishnah v'simcha, merely the Iker halacha is that you can't have a hesped of a tainis. So it's counterintuitive. Because on Sunday, mutar b'tainis l'bnei ayoros l'fachos. Yishlan l'osho sozeb z'eich yasu b'nei tezvav asuda b'yom sheicholom l'sanis bo b'nei yidalad. It says the b'nei yidalad already could fast on that day, and we're making it the day of Simcha. And in Moda Shatoz Gedolah Eilai Lachlok Al Zeh Bikoach Haseichel Kevish Av Yerushalmi Nemar. Look, it says in Yerushalmi, "Kol Zeh LeInyan Maisa He says, Kevin Sha Rambam Zal Ein Kein Daito. Rambam doesn't bring down Purim Mishulash. Rambam doesn't hold from Purim Mishulash. He said, Bavadek before Bilcha Shalok Hosov Shinoi Klal. He never says there's a din of a Suda on Tezayim. Doesn't appear in the Rambam. Pasha says he never heard of such a thing. Lo Lachdim Lo Lachim. So he says we should follow the Rambam, and we should have a Sudas Purim for Yerushalayim people on Tezvav always. Gamara O Perish Yerushalmi Ofen Acher Lo Yimshach Adin Adizkar. Yeah, the Ra'ah learned something else that it's talking about when the Bnei Kfarim who read the Megillah on Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, right? So they are going to have the Suda Ma'acher. They Ma'acher the Suda till later, until Yudalit, even though they're going to lay in the Megillah on Yudalit your base. It's a different pshat in Yerushalmi. V'nirei shetamim zel shatalmud shelanu cholok al Yerushalmi. He says that, what's the poshut pshat? Because the Bavli didn't hold from the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Yerushalmi, paskins like the Bavli. He says we shouldn't do that. Now you could tell me maybe he says since it's a question of Yerushalayim that they would follow the practice of the Yerushalmi, even though the Ra'ah learned the Yerushalmi differently. The Ra'ah doesn't accept that that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Ra'ah says that when you have Megillah Nikreis be an Aleph and Beis, the Bnei Kfarim, you know, read it earlier. So they could able to have time on Yudalit to give the food to the people of the city. So they had to be free. So they read it earlier. So they said, but they're ma'achra the Suda, even though they're machdim the Kriya. So he doesn't like this.
The Pasuk, well, the Yerushalmi is talking about regular Purim and not Tezvav.
The what?
It's talking about Yudalit comes out on Shabbos.
Yudalit comes out on Shabbos.
So you can make the Suda on Tezvav.
So if Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, so what is the Yerushalmi saying then?
They make the Suda on Tezvav.
Could you make the Suda? So the Suda should be on. On Tezvav. The doubtful is that the Shabbos make the Suda on Tezvav.
Your Dalit can't fill on Shabbos nowadays.
So in the time of the Yerushalmi?
Gave Michali such a good idea for Adam's birthday.
So, really, why you can have the Suda on Shabbos?
All the drunk people in Purim and having the brachas Adam. I'm like, he loved that.
But yeah, but what's the kash of the Yerushalmi that you should do it on Shabbos, like, according to you?
Virtual tour and get everyone to give blessings. Like, the rabbi.
So, what you're saying, if your dal falls out on Shabbos, so Machr in the Suda to Tezvav.
I know an uncle that would appreciate
it. And they ask you, so why can't you do it on
Shabbos?
You can do it on Shabbos. But in Echanamin, no one was ever saying that you should do it on Tezayin. He was talking about that. What's the Lashon? Erev.
The fruit gem things are cute also.
Purim Shechalyos.
Okay, didn't make it better.
Let's see what it says. Suda for Machrin. Machrin the Lom Achim. So if that be the case, in Echanamin. Maybe that's Pshat in Yerushalmi.
Well, what are they going to do with Nene and Shmu?
Okay, we're both saying we should mute Chaim. Please mute.
There's no reason Yosef can't do that. Shmu's older, can't have Shmu. Nene would. Keep them crying. If it does, I'll walk out.
Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying.
Huh? You don't think you'll be home by 3? Come straight. It could be the by the time you know, whatever you catch.
Rabosai, please, Chaim.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Okay, I hear what you're saying. That would also be against the Midrash Yerushalayim.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine we don't possibly like the Yerushalmi in Yerushalayim.
Right. Right. So that would, but that would undo Midrash Yerushalayim.
Yes.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating thing. So that's what he says. He thinks it's not Seicheldik, he writes. He says, Kasha Ma'od Lo Seichel Kablo. Oh. But now, let me show you, they point out the Vilna Gaon. So Lemaise, he holds that it should be on Shabbos, the Suda's Purim. And he says, because the Gemara says in the Bavli, that Zechira and Nasiya Bahadi Hadadi on. So what are they doing? It must be they're doing the Suda. And it says, Stama Siva Purim Wala Mishta. He says, Manos Ishtariya is Manam Hachihukia Manos Hemia Suda Shurosa. And he says, Shalach Manos should be when the Suda is. So that should be when? That should be on Shabbos.
What about a Marvin Simcha B'Simcha?
That what?
Isn't there a klal? You're not supposed to mix Simchas, or?
No, I mean, no, because you can't, Yom Tov can fall out on Shabbos, right? A Marvin Simcha B'Simcha means you can't get married in Chol HaMoed, because a Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. But you can have multiple Yom Tovim on the same day. That's not considered a marv of simcha b'simcha.
Is Shabbos even called a yom simcha?
Yeah, I mean that's a whole discussion. We discussed it. Yom simchaschem. Your sifrei says zeilu shabbosos.
Right.
What does it state in Zemiris? Ham is am ochor nisogim. Why? Ki hu yom smachosu usasamcheini. Also stayed as I. But it's not Pasha. It's not Pasha. Oh.
Does Yerushalmi give a reason why it's not Magdimin?
No.
Rish Chaydish, I understand, because it's the month before. But,
So let's look in the Bir HaGra now. On page 1. Because the Bir HaGra is giving pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is the advocate for Purim Meshulash. Right? The Shulchan Aruch made the whole thing of Purim Meshulash. Based on Yerushalmi. And look in the Mogen Avraham first on page 1. He says, Ralbach, Rav Levi Chaviv, Herich Berai, Shasud, Hi B'Shabbos. It's amazing that he didn't care about the minhag. He thought it was a minhag tos. So he made his suda. Imagine that, everyone's making a suda on Sunday. He said, what are you talking about, suda on Sunday? The suda is Purim on Shabbos. Maybe what he did was he added an extra, mana. The covered suda should be nikar. But the Rebbe Yehuda Chabiv argued. With for also ma'ase b'Yerushalayim, we get money shlof monos b'Shabbos, get monos in Me'asuda. But But it's a pella, the koyach haminag. Because even the Yushalmi might not mean what like the raw alert shot that Yushalmi is talking about the bnei hakfarim that are makdimim, but for the suda they're not makdimim. But let us look in the Vilna Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon on page one here. Zok the Gaon. Ein osim Yushalmi perak alaf the suda tour ma'achir lo makdimim. What did we have? The Asiya Uzakhira. Ayn Rashi. Ayn Mugat Avram, Ayn Prichadish. The Lina Shagirsa Rif. Haisagirsa Svamishon. There's another Girsa in the Gemara. As we said, the Girsa is, the Rav says you have to be Zechira the week before, because we need Zechira before Asiya. And Shmuel says, no, it's okay. You could have it the next Shabbos, because the Zechira of the Asiya would be Hadadi, right? But the Rif had a different Girsa. Rav Amakdim came to take the Zechira of Asiya. Shmuel Omar Bechameser, he says, you read Parsha Zohar on the latter Shabbos, meaning the 15th of the month, right? Not like what we did last week where we read Zohar. Kadmi Zechira Lasiya. So he doesn't say ki lo tikdim, that the Sira Asiya Kadodi. That would be mashma that they're both on the same day, on Tezvav, and the Suda would be on Tezvav. He has a girsa that if you do, if you do the Parsha Zohar on what? On the Shabbos, on the Shabbos after. So that means you're going to do it on Tezvav. And so the Zechira is going to be for the Asiya. Why? He doesn't say that if you do it, we have the Girsa that if you do Parsha Zohar on Tezvav, so then the Asiya and the Zechira are going to be on the same day. And that's good. He says, no, if you do it on Tezvav, then the Zechira will be before the Asiya. Why? What's the pshat? No. Because someone learned the pshat in the Rif is, because the Zechira will be on Tezvav, and the Asiya will be on Tezayin. So if you have this Girsa in the Bavli, which says that if you do it on Tezvav, the Zechira will be before the Asiya, so then you have a Beferish and Gemara like in the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi.
Couldn't the Suda be in the afternoon, create the tires in the morning?
Kadmi Zechir Lasiya.
Or the Megillah the night before. There's a problem.
No. Kadmi Zechir Lasiya. Ayin Rashi Sham. Afi Garcini.
I thought the Sea of Purim means the Megillah.
The Megillah also means it also means Parsha Zohar. Right? That's what the Gemara is talking about, Parsha Zohar. That Gemara, no, the Zechira is Parsha Zohar.
Yes, so Zechira is Parsha Zohar. What's the Asiya, though?
So he's saying that the Asiya is the Suda. So he says, so he says that if you make Purim, you make Shabbos Zohar on the Shabbos after, that's on Tezvav.
What's the source for the connection between the two? Suda and Mashloch Manas, etc., is all from the Megillah.
Right.
Zohar is not mentioned in the Megillah as part of the Yontif.
Right.
So what's the connection there to say that if you're doing one, you have to do the other at the same time? It's two separate things, two different dakonas from different bezdins at different times. And they're not necessarily connected in that sense.
But the Gemara has a gzeira shava. The Gemara says, how do you know that Megillah has to be from a scroll, from a sefer? So he says, Hayomim, because by Purim it says, Hayomim is karim v'nasim.
Yeah.
And by Parsha Zochak says, K'sov zozi karim b'sefer. So ma'achal ohalim b'sefer, hafkan b'sefer. So the Gemara already put the two together. The two zechiris.
Yeah, that sounds more... Okay.
But this girsa is that you can have Purim is falling on Erev Shabbos, so they're Parsha Zohar. So the question is, Parsha Zohar you're going to do on the Shabbos after, right? And it doesn't say. The other gears is that once you do the Shabbos after, the Seer and the Seer is on the same day. So that was the Maral Bach's proof that it must be that that's the Maral Bach's proof that you have the Seer on Shabbos. Because it says Ki Hadodi. But here, the other gears is not Ki Hadodi. It's going to be before. So what's before? So he's saying before is going to be Shabbos, and so you're going to have the Zechira on that Shabbos, as Tezvav, and the Asiyah is going to be on Tezayin. So I think some point out. So the Gemara is basically saying that the Bavli is saying what the Yerushalmi said. So that's why it fits in with Shmuel. Shmuel says Ma'achrin. So Rav says Makdimim, because if you're Ma'acher, then the Zechira is going to be, from your Dalit's perspective, the Zechira, the Asiyah is going to be the Zechira is going to be before the Asiyah, according to Rav. So, really, he says, Rav says, Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, Ma'achrin. Rav says, Makdim, because you want the Zechira before the Asiyah. Shmuel says, Ma'achrin. Because if we do it with Ma'achrin, then it would be could be Ma'achrin from the perspective of Yudalid. So then, you'd have the Zechira, you'd have the, what would be if Ma'achrin, right, what does the Gemara say? Where it says Ma'achrin, Amal Chakem, and Zikim Kofim, Da'av, Zim Chamesa, Asiyah, because then you're going to have the Suda on Shabbos. You're going to have what? Yeah, see it. You're going to have the Suda on Friday and the Zechira on Shabbos. So therefore you have to be Makdim. But Shmuel says, okay, you're right, but from the perspective of the Mukafim, it'll be okay. So the way we have the Gersa is because it'll fall out on the same day. On Tezvav is the Zechira of Parsha Zohar, and it's also the Zman of Asiyah. This is Sudas Purim. But the Gersa that the Gra has in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, is that if you ma'acher, so then it's good because then the zechira comes before the asir. Right, because the zechira is going to be when? The zechira is going to be on Tezvav, and the asir is going to be when? Tezayin. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. So that's what you say, but that's what the Bavli says. So according to that, he says the Chamesa. So you want to say, Rav Meir, that maybe it just means that what? That he's going to have the Zohar in the morning and the Sudo later in the day. But no, because in the same day, that's the Lashon HaGemara of Kehadadi Nina. Same day is one unit. Kehadadi, the Gemara says. But the Gra, I think people point out that the Gra is saying is that in a Hanami, if your Girs is Kadma Zechira Lasia, that's okay because the Zohar will be on Tezvav and the Suda will be on Tezayin. So the Marabach claims that what? That it's a Beferi Shabavli against the Yerushalmi. And at some point out, the Gra is saying, no, the Bavli can fit in with the Yerushalmi. Because the Girs is not Kehadadi Ninu, that would mean that they're both on Tezvav. The Girs is Kadme Zechira Lasia, because the Zechira will be on Tezvav, that's Ma'achrin, and the Suda will be on Tezayin. So therefore, we're Makdim the Zechira Lasia. So to tell you the truth, I would say the Pasha, you know, to me, the Marlbach makes a lot of sense. What do you say? Marlbach makes a lot of sense. That And the Yerushalmi, you have a different interpretation than the Yerushalmi. But Lamaisa, what can I tell you? Rav Yosef Karo said it, and it probably, maybe it went back even before Rav Yosef Karo. Poor Meshulash. But he passed in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's it. Kach Mekublani. And this is it, even though it's a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing. But nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch set the tone. You know? And apparently, Marbach even agrees that was the minhag in Yerushalayim. When did that minhag start? I don't know, but God will call a minhag. God will call a chabinik to, even though it's a pella that sheet that won the day. I would have said no yavoksiv, finished. Even if the Yerushalmi says, why should we? Who said we should pass it like this, Yerushalmi? But again, Rav Yosef Karo, he said, and his sheet became makubal.
Well, Rebbe, maybe if you use the famous organ of Ram, let's say if you miss Parsa Zohar, the famous sheet of the Shalvoi Paskin like this, the organ of Ram, like the Beyoitze, the Parsha of Zohar with the Yovel Amalek.
Right.
If you go with the Purim Meshulash thing, with the Garaj Mishalmi, if the organ of Ram is correct, that you can be Yoitze with the Yovel Amalek, then maybe they have to have the Suda then on Sunday. Maybe that's what he's saying. Meaning, because why have the laning on Shabbos? Why not have the laning the way that we do it, that you have it all in the same day?
So I think the pshat is because they didn't want to, they wanted to bridge the gap. If the Mikra Megillah is going to be on Friday, and the Suda can't be on Shabbos because of the Yerushalmi, so it's going to be on Sunday, and it says Ma'achrin, so it'd be awkward to have a Purim that's one day off in the middle. Purim Meshulash bridges the gap, so you do, there's something to do on all 3 days. That's what I would say. That's what I would say. What do you say? But Lamaisa, even though you know, maybe Yishalmi can be learned differently, but go to Koyach HaMinog. And Gans Klal Yisrael accepted it. I don't know if there is it's hard to say. Is anyone like a Marobachnik? Is Dafka won't have the suit on Sunday? Lahotzi Miliba. I don't know if there's anybody like that.
You know, even the Goyen is backing him up, right?
What?
Even the Goyen is backing up the Minig.
Right. And the Talmid Agra with, you know, big people in the Shalayim. So then maybe that helped the Minig to...
But the Kash is good. Why doesn't... Even the Rambam doesn't mention the words Layavar, but the Rebbe is asking a good question.
Yeah, it's not my question. That's the... But I think the Marabach asked this question. I think he mentioned it somewhere in the Truvi. So the view is a whole different thing. But I know, I tell you, you see, fella.
If somebody forgets to read the Megillah, could he read it on Sunday this year?
When you're Shalayim?
Yeah, if somebody couldn't read the Megillah.
No. He probably wouldn't be Yotze even with the Evid. It would be nothing.
It would be a Brachal of Atala
to read the Megillah in Yerushalayim on Sunday. That was a Brachal of Atala.
It's a concept.
Rabbi.
Well, what's the pasuk v'lo yavar? Lassos of them.
Maybe so some v'lo yavar.
Is it possible it's only going on the Mikra Megillah v'lo yavar? What's the context?
Yeah, so Rebbe, take a look in the Be'er HaVra, in the Be'er HaVra on page 2. When he brings down the pasuk of Vilayavar, it's only by the Mikra Megillah.
Right.
In the Be'er HaVra, the Imi Epsher, so he calls the Yerushalmi. So that's only going on.
Well, read me Esther Perek Tes pasuk of Zayin. Read it to me. Who has a Esther there? Perek Tes Halacha Pasuk of Zayin.
I don't
know. Nil Vashtei. No? Don't want to say the pasuk. Perek Tes Halacha Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin. No. Someone say it.
Chav Zayin. Himu v'kiblu ha'yigudim aleyem v'azarim v'al kol ha'nilgim aleyem v'lo yavr li oisim eshnei ha'yamim ha'ele ke kosvan ukizman v'chol shana v'shan.
So lo yos oisim.
Yes, I mean.
V'lo yavar
li ois oisim eis shnei hayamim ha eile.
Yeah, so it's not so posh that it's going on. Could be going on the suit also.
No, it could be going great.
Yeah. So that's why it's a big pella. But Lamaisa, you see the Koyach HaMinag. You see the Koyach HaMinag. Tremendous Koyach HaMinag. Even if you think the whole thing is wrong. And the Shulchan Aruch, you know, accepted it. And that's it. Even though the Maral Bach, he thinks it's all wrong. And I'd be interested to know, what, you know, when the Maral Bach did it, was there backlash? Was there a whole, you know? What did the historian, you have to check what the historians say. What happened? Did everyone know that he was mistumbed? That means he dafka didn't eat a suda on Sunday.
I think there were so many people in Eretz Yisrael at that time to make a tumul.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So Rebbe, I saw that Rebbe Yashiv on Purim Mishulah, she would give Mishlachim on us all 3 days.
All 3 days.
Yeah, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and
because
Shabbos.
It's not beferish when the Chazanish held that Shalach Manas is on Friday. Some want to say the Pshat is because you want to camouflage the Matanis Lavionim, so it shouldn't be a busha. So everyone's giving people things. But that's the Chazanish. Others say Sunday. I guess Rav Yashiv had a suffix because Tezvav is the day. And but Yudalit is the zman of the Kriyas and Megillah, so maybe Yudalit, and maybe Tezayin, that's that you have the Suda, so it makes sense that Rav Yashiv, what you said, Rav Yashiv gave Shalach Manas all 3 days. Okay. Okay, Rav Moshe, let me wish everyone a Freilich and Purim. We should have a Purim, an inspirational Purim. It should give us a lot of Simcha throughout the whole year. And we should all be gesund, and the whole tov.
Amen.
And Bez Hashem will continue. I wanted to give a shiur, Bez Hashem, the next shiur. It's on Purim Mishulash is the Megillah Muktzah.
Like the Megillah
night? On Shabbos, this year, Shabbos. So they can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, but will that make the Megillah? Say you want to take the Megillah and pick it up and read it, and is the Megillah Muktzah on Purim Mishulash on that Shabbos?
What's the Havamina? You can use it to learn too.
Oh, so we're going to see. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what the Shabbos is. Okay, a guten. Kol Tov, everybody. A Freilich and Purim.
Kosher and Yontif.
Kosher and Yontif. Kol Tov.
Thank you so much.